Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who got a very friendly lift from a trucker. They quite see each other often and plan to meet up this weekend, you know, in the back of a truck, exploring the world. I can be reading from the woman that likes to go to bars on weekends. The difference is she wears no bra, no panties, and likes to sit on top of the bar with her legs spread wide open. I could be reading from a man whose woman just spilled her sexy secret. She invited another couple over, and well, she has a history with a woman. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at Nikki at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content, or racial slurs, will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off of this one because it's an announcement I do need to make. I've had to pull, not that anything was there yet, because of a meeting yesterday, OnlyFans and Loyal Fans. Not going to happen. Apparently, there was some, again, I'm still tied by non-disclosures that I cannot tell you. But there's some things going on that would actually hurt me. And unfortunately, those are going to have to go. So I have all these lingerie photos that now just belongs to my lover. So, you know, not that he wasn't willing to share, but he's a little happier about that. Not that he was sad about me sharing them. So on something is coming out more public. We're rewriting that. So I want to just take the time to apologize that something that I can't reveal yet. See, this is the part of growing that I find annoying. Because usually when something's coming right around the corner, I'm very vocal about it, and this is something that I can't, and it's just a new shift that I'm trying to get used to. But unfortunately, as if we speak right now, there will be no OnlyFans or in Loyal Fans, those type of platforms for me. Maybe in the future, if this other thing we're building for me or working for me doesn't pan out. So it's not out of the realm of spectrum, but I need all else to fail, if that makes sense. So again, apologize for the hype, but it just was something, dadgum non-disclosures. So again, I apologize, but like I said, we're revamping, so you will have more access to me, just not that kind of access, and not that you were going to get porn from me anyway, or content, or anything with live action adult porn. So we'll have to think of something different, but I guarantee that is down the pipe. So that will be coming soon. So keep an eye out for that. Ladies and gents, are we looking for a mature, southern style, hot wife cougar? And she's lickalicious, bisexual, that is. I want you to go over to foxydarlin.com, FOXXXYDARLIN.com. Say hello to my friend Foxy. Tell him Nikki sent you. She's a peat, and rumor has it, it's quite juicy too. Oh, and her husband ain't bad either. So random conversation between Darcy and I, and I always bring up make his morning, he says, in more ways than one. Three ways. I don't know why I've had this in my head, but it's there, and here it is. If you were in a three-way, and in my head, this is the way it is. Think of it as a line, one, two, three, right? In a straight line. Which position would you want to be? So for me, the thought of being the middle, or at least the number one spot so I could see all the action, That would be really great. But of course, me, I'm thinking various, and I guess the question should be whatever lineup you want it to be, whatever dynamic you want it to be. So picture that and then picture your lineup of where you want it to be. The second question is, if you were the second person in the lineup, I don't like saying train. It sounds so, we could say train, I guess. So if you know, would you be going to be the engine, the middle where the passengers are held, or the caboose? That's why I said lineup. Could you, if you were, okay, ladies or gentlemen, if you're the middle, or I guess you could, well, really any dynamic here. If you were the middle person getting pleasured and getting that spot hit just right, may it be however you're picturing it right now, could you concentrate on the first person? Like say they were relaxing in front of you and you were trying to lick their pussy or give them head. Nope, because I am not multitasked. So if you put me in the middle and the person is doing whatever it is they are behind me and they're really good at it, you better bring a toy, vibrator, sleeve, something, because I might be good for the first minute or two, but they start hitting that spot just right. Yeah, all focus is gone. If you could see a picture of my desk, you would understand why. And if you see how I would do things around my office or in my life, you would see that I am definitely not a multitasker. I lose focus. So as much as a throughway intrigues me, I don't know. I feel sorry for that first person if I'm in the middle. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, during some hot sext, I asked Gina if she'd ever been with two men at the same time. I brought it up because a few months prior, she had shared me with her divorced girlfriend. I loved pleasing her, and it felt it only fair since she had spoiled me. I was also certain it'd be hot. She told me she hadn't, but she had recently played with herself while fantasizing of me and the cable guy sharing in the bed. She was no longer dating the cable guy because he had gone back to his wife after a brief separation. The thought of it made me rock hard. I mounted her and began to fuck her while she was shared the details about her fantasy. She told me how she loved being fucked and stretched by his big cock for hours when they were dating. I decided it was time for me to surprise and spoil her like she had done for me. The next morning, while she showered, I dug through her bills on the desk and found her cable provider. I found the cable bill, which also had the flyer, with it stating they were looking to hire installers. When I got to work, I called, acting like a possible applicant, and asked for their address, because the bill only had a P.O. box address. I also asked for what time they opened. I showed up early the next day before they opened, parking down the street from their lot. I watched as their technicians pulled up from the lot in their trucks, and I spotted the cable guy, who I'll call Mike, turn from the lot and pass me. I was winging it, and began to follow, but quickly chickened out after just going a few blocks. I turned and went home. I was disappointed for bailing on my attempt to approach him with my proposal. I was determined to try again the next day. I repeated my actions from the morning before and got behind Mike's work truck. He'd gone a few blocks, and I pulled into the 7-Eleven. I passed by and did a U-turn to pull in from another direction. I didn't want him to be weirded out thinking I was following him. Well, I was. But I pulled into the lot a minute or two later. I took a deep breath and walked in with as much confidence as I could muster. He was at the back getting coffee. I walked towards the back and cut down the aisle in front of him to grab a Coke from the cooler. I saw him looking at me, and it looked like as if it registered who I was. We both turned to walk towards the cashier. Gina's friend, he said, smiling. Yeah, do I know you? I asked. If you remember, I was supposed to be drunk and passed out the last time we were in the same room together. Did you get over the breakup? I asked, smirking. I continued to play dumb. We chatted waiting in line, and he asked how Gina was doing. I paid, and while waiting for him to pay, said, she's good, but can I talk to you about her for a couple minutes? He looked a little irritated with some barely 20-year-old kid bugging him so early. Sure, 5 minutes in the truck while I eat my donuts, he said. Once inside, he said, so, what's up? I took an imaginary deep breath and just jumped in. I told him that I knew who he was and about what went down that night he showed up for the first date with Gina, that she'd been warned that he was a psycho, and so we hatched a plan so I could protect her. I told him how I felt bad that Gina had told me what he was an actually nice guy. Well, you are a good friend for doing that, he said, now smiling a bit. Now the hard part. I lied and a little and told him that Gene and I developed into a thing after they stopped seeing each other. I wasn't about to tell him that I was fucking her while they were dating. He seemed a bit surprised because I was nearly 10 years younger than her, but I could tell it piqued his interest. I was sure that the memories of him and Gina in bed was rolling through his mind. I jumped in with both feet. I told him about our recent hot pillow talk and how she had shared her fantasy of having both of us in bed at the same time. I told him all about how I tracked him down, followed him, and how I wanted to surprise her. I asked him if he'd like to help make that fantasy into reality. I also told him that I wouldn't stand for her to be disrespected, and this was just something for her. "You have a lot of balls, kid," he said with a stern look. Well, I tried, I thought, and I was about to get out of the truck before I got tossed out. "I like the fact that you want to protect her and her reputation. Like I said, you're a good friend." I sat still, not knowing what to say next. He was quiet for a bit, and I was sure he was going to say no. Then he said, "I'll do it on two conditions." "Okay," I said, a little too eager. "One, there must be complete discretion. I'm married and love my wife, but this sounds really hot." "Absolutely," I said. "And two, you have to tell me the truth. Did you fuck Gina after I left that night? Remember the truth." He said, looking me dead in the eyes. I took a second and admitted that I did. "Good answer," he said. "If you had lied, I'd been out. I knew you fucked her. You played a good drunk, but that hard-on in your pants didn't lie. It told me that you couldn't wait for me to leave. You lucky motherfucker. I had blue balls for days." We made our plans and I shared that story with you. I learned that just being straightforward was the best policy with these things, and trust your gut, especially if attempting something like this with friends or coworkers. If you're really uncertain, it's the best to err on looking for another option. It can be a little awkward and embarrassing, but if they say no, it's cool and move on. I'm all about no pressure. Once that's introduced, it kills the experience. Mike and I became friends afterwards, hanging out and going to sporting events, hiking, fishing, drinking, etc. We were hanging out at the lake one day when he told me that he and his wife had been drinking and fucking while watching porn at home. A threesome scene with two guys double-teaming a girl came on, and she said that looked hot. He asked her if she'd like that. She responded, asking if he'd like to see her suck and fuck another big cock. He just smiled and said they had some really intense sex after that. They had since been talking about trying it out, and now with the shoe on the other foot, he seemed a bit awkward asking me if I'd be interested in joining. There was no hesitation from me. He showed me a picture. She was a petite blonde with big blue eyes, and I must admit, I jacked off that night, lying in bed, picturing my balls on her chin, her mouth stretched around my thick shaft, the head of my cock tinkling in the back of her throat, and her looking up at me with those big blue eyes, watering as she gagged on my cock. After a few weeks, Mike said it was a no-go. She said the fantasy was hot, but she wasn't comfortable doing it. So he dropped the subject and looking for a possible threesome. He seemed irritated. I told him it's not for everyone. It would not be fun if she wasn't comfortable and enjoying it. Sometimes fantasies are enough. He told me I was right and cool for understanding. About 2 months later, I was invited to a cookout at one of Mike's friends. I was dating that friend's sister, who we will call Stacy. Mike had been the one to introduce us. He was also there with his wife. Stacy and I had been dating for about a month. It was my first time actually meeting Mike's wife, and she was hot. My mind wandered, but I behaved myself, and the cookout was a good time. Mike called me the next day and asked how things were going with Stacy, and said he knew I had been tapping her fine ass. He said, "Did you know Stacy and my wife are friends?" I told him that I saw them at the cookout, but I didn't know that they were actually friends. "They are good friends," he said. Mike said his wife had asked Stacy about me and how things were going. Stacy had said I was a really good guy and that we'd had fun together. Then the subject of sex came up. She and Stacy had bragged about how big my cock was and that I was always wanting to fuck, that I couldn't get enough of her and she couldn't get enough of me. She even told her how I had pulled over to a secluded parking lot on the way to the cookout and how I slipped her out of her shorts and panties, fingered her, ate her, telling her how I was going to fuck her all night when we got home, until she came making a mess that I was happily cleaned up. "Wow, what did your wife say?" I asked. He was quiet for a second or two. "Well, nothing until later when we were in bed playing. You know your friend Kevin is really cute," she said. "Only because you know he has a big cock," Mark replied, laughing. "It's too bad he's dating my friend," she said. "I think I'd try the threesome thing with him, if he wasn't dating Stacy." "What if we don't tell her?" Mark asked excitedly. "No, I just wouldn't feel right," she said. She then asked Would you have liked to see my pussy stretch on your friend's big cock while I suck you, Daddy? He replied, actually, I'd like to sit on the other side of the room and stroke my cock while I watch him fuck your, all your naughty holes. She liked that answer. He said the sex after that was fucking smoldering, and with them talking and fantasizing about the threesome. Sorry to disappoint, but it never transpired. But it was still hot knowing I was just a small part of their bedroom play. Ken. Hello, Ken. How'd you know I was thinking about you the other day? Oh, my goodness. So, you know, we had the cuck chair conversation maybe a week or two ago that how most hotels, you know, if you have the single bed in the room, it has that chair, the cuck chair that's always facing the bed. When you described that last paragraph exactly, went to a hotel room with a cuck chair. Not that he's cucking, and that's a whole big other huge topic, but that's the vision I had in my head was he had to put a cuck chair in the bedroom and on the bed. And his wife is right. Sometimes the fantasy can be absolutely just that, hot in fantasy. Because as the saying goes, once you ring that bell, you can't unring it. But here's the thing. Would you be willing to even ring it? I think if this was something that we were even hesitant about, approaching someone like a best friend, Ken, would be very intimidating. I agree with Ken when he said it'd be easier maybe to have a stranger because it's not a face that you would possibly see. But I think most of us, even myself, would be like, my luck, I would go in for a job interview and I just had a gangbang with my potential boss. That would be exactly what I would think. So I don't know. And I know I flip-flop on this answer, but I can see where some people, if they knew a safe threesome, that it would be a safe threesome, they would do it with someone they know that it's not going to come back to bite them. That's why, you know, the more I go to these parties or meet and greets within the lifestyle, that I think that is a safe place. If you don't have to act on it on the first night. You don't have to be a 5-minute wham bam thank you man. If that's not your thing, it's absolutely not mine. But I think that is a good way and a safe way to get to know the people in the area that is in the community and see if there's someone that you can connect with that can be just a threesome. And maybe you want it to be, I don't know if you're looking for someone that could be in rotation that when you guys are in a threesome mood, you can bring them in. Or is it just someone that you just want to scratch that itch and see if it's a role that you guys want or it just needs to stay in fantasy land? I live by a fast and hard rule that sometimes in this is good or bad, and sometimes I probably talk myself, I'm not multiple personality yet, out of stuff that maybe I should take a risk. And that usually is if I hesitated, then it's usually no. That's what I usually do. I wouldn't say try that theory, but it is sometimes safe. I'm getting better about being braver on some of my adventures and seeking out or at least having those conversations, those hard conversations with my lover. And there is times that I second guess, you know, exploring this arena and exploring this area. Is it for us or should we just pull back? And for us, I know for me, going into these things and even just talking, it keeps everything alive. And as I've always said, if you can talk about the big things, no matter if you're just starting in a relationship or whatever you're calling it, or in a marriage that's, you know, you've been married 30 something years, if you can talk about the buying a house and all the big things you do in the adult world that everybody does, why can't you talk about your fantasies? You're trusting this person with your future. You should be able to talk about these fantasies, even if they do stay in fantasy land. And that's perfectly okay too. What do you think? I really want to know. Okay. The next one, if you have not listened to this next confession, is the second part of last week's confession. So if you have not heard that one, you need to go back to last week, last Wednesday's episode. Listen to that one. It may not line up correctly. Not that it's not going to be as hot or whatever. Go back to that one and then come back to this one. Or you can jump back, you know, you could go this way and then go back, however pleases you. But I wanted to let you know this is a part two. So if you wanted to pause here and then go to last week's, start there. if you want to skip to the last confession, that's where it's at. You can listen there and then come back here. Dear Nikki, I couldn't believe what was happening and never imagined that it was what ever happened. I had mixed emotions, but it was one thing for sure that I was really turned on. And it was hot to see Angela with another man. I sat on the couch and watched them for a bit, watching my wife wrap her left hand around his cock and seeing her wedding ring touching his shaft turned me on a lot. After watching them for a while, I pushed the couch back a little bit and got on my knees behind Angela. I was about to slide inside of her. Nick put his head back and opened his mouth. I slid my cock inside his mouth and slowly fucked his throat. Then I slid my cock inside Angela and began to slowly fuck her. I could feel Nick's gliding his tongue across my balls as I fucked Angela. I pulled out of her and Angela and Nick stood up. Angela grabbed us both by the hands and walked us over to the kitchen. Angela grabs the bottle of wine and pours herself another glass. Nick and I both pour us a shot of whiskey. We're all kind of lost for words, and then Angela said, "This is so amazing. I'm really loving this right now with you two." We all cheers, and Angela sips her wine, and me and Nick down our shots. We're all standing there in the kitchen by the island. Angela is standing in between me and Nick. I start to kiss Angela, and she sets her wine glass down. Nick begins to suck on Angela's breast. She pulls him up to her, and she begins to kiss him. As they're making out, Angela grabs me and pulls me into their makeout session. Angela turns and starts to kiss me, and then pushes me and Nick closer together, motioning us to kiss. Nick moves in to kiss me, and I reciprocate. We slowly begin to make out. Our tongues touch as we're kissing. Angela drops to her knees and begins to suck my cock. She then begins to suck Nick's cock. While me and Nick are kissing, I feel Angela grab my hand and gently start to pull down my knees. She said, "You need to return the favor," as she's holding Nick's cock. I've never sucked a cock before, and as I get ready, Angela says, "Suck it how you want your cock to be sucked." So I grab Nick's cock and slowly put it in my mouth. I begin to move my head back and forth really slow, wrapping my lips around his shaft. My wife then gets behind me while I'm on my knees, and she begins to stroke my cock, and she whispered in my ear, "You look so fucking hot, sucking his cock. Keep sucking it like just like that, baby." She began to lick my upper back shoulders blades so that I could hear Nick moaning. He gently grabbed my head and began to thrust his hips a little. "Keep going, baby," Angela said as she stood up. I looked back at Nick while he and Angela made out. Then my wife reached down and motioned me to stand back up. She pulled me in for a kiss and then kissed Nick. From the kitchen, we moved to the bedroom where there were a nice king-size bed. Angela laid Nick down on the edge of the bed and began to suck his cock. I got behind her and began to fuck her. Angela kept letting out little moans with her mouth full of cock. She stood up and told me to get on the bed, so I lay down in the middle of the bed. Angela bent over between my legs and began to suck my cock. Nick got behind her and began to fuck her. Angela was moaning loudly and looked back and said, "Fuck me, baby. Keep fucking me like that." Angela looked back at me and we locked eyes. I kept watching her as she was getting fucked by Nick, and then I saw her eyes roll back and she said, fuck yes, as she began to come. She pushed back against Nick's cock and kept him slowly thrusting inside her. After Angela came, she got up and mounted me. She guided my cock inside her and she began to ride me really slow. Nick got behind her and I straddled my legs as she was riding me. He began to kiss Angela's neck and cupped her breast. She turned her head and toward him, and they started kissing. As she was riding me, he was rubbing her clit. Then he whispered something in her ear, and she let out a whimpering, "Nyah." I didn't know what he said to her, but then Nick put his hand on her back and pushed her forward so that she was leaning on me. My cock was still inside her, and I began to kiss Angela. Then I felt Nick's cock against mine as he tried to enter my wife's pussy with my cock still inside her. I could feel his cock pressing against mine, and Angela's pussy stretching out to fit both of our cocks inside her at the same time. She buried her face in my neck, and I could hear her muffled moans. Once Nick's cock slipped inside her, she let out a moan. "Oh my God. Oh my God," she kept saying. I asked her how it felt, and she said, "It feels amazing, baby." Nick began to slowly thrust his cock inside her, and I could feel it sliding against mine. It did feel amazing. Nick began to push deeper onto Angela. He grabbed a handful of her hair and pulled it back. I could see the ecstasy on my wife's face in a combination of pleasure and pain. "Keep taking, baby," I told her. Nick began to thrust a little faster. Angela's moans got louder. I could feel Nick's cock and balls touching mine. I asked Angela where she wanted Nick to come. She whispered to me, inside me. I told her to tell him. Angela looked back, Nick, and she said, "I want you to come inside me, baby." I grabbed Angela's face and pulled her down for a deep, passionate kiss. She buried her face in my neck again as Nick began to pick up pace. Angela's muffled moans grew louder. Me and Nick locked eyes, and he kept looking at me as he fucked my wife. Then Nick says, "No shit, I'm coming." He grips Angela's waist really tight, and she looks back and says, "Come for me, baby." I could feel the throbbing of Nick's cock as he pumped his load into Angela. He kept slowly thrusting into her as he came. I could feel his hot cum over my cock running down my balls. Nick pulled out of Angela, and I could feel the heavy steam of cum leaking out of her, down my balls into the crack of my ass. Nick stood up on the bed, and my wife motioned to him to stand in front of her. He straddled over me, and my wife sat up on my cock and began to suck Nick's cock as it began to go limp. Nick moved over to the couch and sat down with his drink. Angela began to ride me until she came again. I got up and grabbed Angela's hand and walked her over to the couch where Nick's was sitting. I laid her down on the couch so that her head was in Nick's lap. I got on my knees on the couch and began to fuck my wife. I had Nick's cum on my cock, and there was still some leaking from my wife. I finally came inside of Angela. It was definitely an experience that neither one of us will ever forget. We still hang out with Nick pretty often, and we've had more fun with him as well. Now he has a girlfriend that we've met and hung out with during some of the double dates as well. Andrew. Hello, Andrew. How are you? So my question is here, are we bringing the girlfriend into the fun little time here? Just asking. Sometimes people do and sometimes people don't. I think something, if this is something that Nick had just begun, unless she's fully already into the lifestyle or being sexplorative, that may not be something to mention on a first date. Hey, by the way, I'm fucking this married couple. They're phenomenal. May not go well over appetizers. Or at least maybe get a drink or two into her before you pull that trigger, right? I don't know what I would do if someone brought that up over dinner. Hey, you know, to get to the appetizers. Hey, by the way, I know this amazing couple. I get to double penetrate. You want to have some fun? Check, please. Or, yeah, why not? Let's go meet and see how friendly they are. I don't know. It depends. I'd probably at least be curious to watch. I'd say, let's stop by my place, grab my vibrator, and if I want to join in, I'll join in. Otherwise, I'll just vibe to you. That's probably the move I'd go for. Who knows? I'd probably get caught in, you know, sex lust or lust haze, as we say here, and dive right in. What would you do on a first date if someone brought that up over appetizers and drinks? Would it be a yes or a no? I know, most of you dirty heads like me, it'd probably be a yes. There's something about a person when they're sexplorative. I find them very freeing. Not too overt. Sometimes it could be too much. But the ones that you can tell are always at a low simmer, which Darcy always accuses me of. He's also, by the way, if I have to make a point, maybe a little more of a simmer than me. But that's a story for another day that he'll never let me tell, so don't even ask. What would you do? Would you join in and have a little fun? I bet you would. And I'm starting to talk myself into it. I bet you're not surprised. I think this is a perfect stop for today. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, I really do apologize. There's not going to be, but again, NDAs and all that, and hopefully I'll have some stuff to announce soon. NDAs are a pain in the butt, but they're good things happen when usually are signing NDAs, usually, or a good step towards something. So it is what it is. Don't forget, 40 days of crazy summer nights. I'm going to change up my link tree so you have all the links. There are some things that I am doing, so I will be posting dates and links, and I think I have a date coming up soon that I can officially announce. I'm going to run it by my business guru, Bex, and see if I can officially can, because I'd like to, because it's getting kind of close. For all you people that love some high tea, or tea 3, maybe? However you guys put it, maybe I'll have an announcement soon. I know one of you already knows. Maybe you can find him and ask him all about it. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you come over and give me a proper shagging? Don't make me wait to come to high tea. You know, coming at high tea? Now that's something to think about. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gents, have a fabulous fucking week.